While Rutherford was busy conducting his experiments, in Paris, the Frenchman Henri Becquerel was trying to discover whether phosphorescent substances, which glow in the dark, could also emit X-rays. Instead, he found that uranium compounds emitted radiation whether they were phosphorescent or not. Becquerel's announcement of his uranic rays aroused little scientific curiosity, and no newspapers clamored to report his discovery. Only a handful of physicists were interested in Becquerel's rays, for, like their discoverer, most believed that only uranium compounds emitted them. However, Rutherford decided to investigate the effects of uranic rays on the electrical conductivity of gases. It was a decision he later described as the most important of his life. Testing the penetration of uranium radiation using wafer-thin layers of Dutch metal, a copper-zinc alloy, Rutherford found that the amount of radiation detected depended on the number of layers used. At a certain point, adding further layers had little effect in reducing the intensity of radiation, but then, surprisingly, it began to fall once again as more layers were added. After repeating the experiment with different materials and finding the same general pattern, Rutherford could offer only one explanation. Two types of radiation were being emitted, and he called them alpha and beta rays. When the German physicist Gerhard Schmidt announced that thorium and its compounds also emitted radiation, Rutherford compared it with alpha and beta rays. He found the thorium radiation to be more powerful and concluded that rays of a more penetrative kind were present. These were later called gamma rays. It was Marie Curie who introduced the term radioactivity to describe the emission of radiation and who labeled substances that emitted Becquerel rays as radioactive. She believed that since radioactivity was not confined to uranium alone, it must be an atomic phenomenon. It set her on the path to discovering, with her husband Pierre, the radioactive elements radium and polonium. In April 1898, as Curie's first paper was published in Paris, Rutherford learned that there was a vacant professorship at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. Although acknowledged as a pioneer in the new field of radioactivity, Rutherford put his name forward with little expectation of being appointed, despite a glowing letter of recommendation from Thomson. "I have never had a student with more enthusiasm or ability for original research than Mr. Rutherford," wrote Thomson, "and I am sure if elected he would establish a distinguished school of physics at Montreal." He concluded, "I should consider any institution fortunate that secured the services of Mr. Rutherford as professor of physics." After a stormy voyage, Rutherford, just turned 27, arrived in Montreal at the end of September and stayed for the next 9 years.